What about him?
Well, Jason, I did. Yeah, I did. Jason, yeah, I did. I mean,
and Kelly Clarkson. And don't you want to stay? Why don't you want to stay?
Come on.
We're here. We're doing it. And yes, you will be subjected to aggressive pat-downs. And you'll enjoy it.
Boy.
I don't know why kids under 12 wouldn't be subject to aggressive pat-downs.
Well, they have been, and I'm sure you've seen the little
Well, that's only if something happens. Otherwise, they're not.
Okay.
But
I think they have to refuse like 3 times.
No. I think they have to have something. That little girl's teddy bear set off the alarm.
Okay.
Is what happened. And then, you know, they dragged her over. But, I mean, you know, they're 9-year-old terrorists running around. I've been to TGI Friday.
Oh, well, then you've seen the 9-year-old.
I've seen the terrorists in action. And it's brutal. And these kids, they need to be hosed down. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. That's exactly right, Jerry.
I don't understand why they're doing pilots. I don't get that.
Well, I don't either, frankly. And the pilots are kind of upset about it.
Well, they should be. That's silly.
If you can't trust your pilot, I mean,
I heard a pilot yesterday, and we ought to talk to pilots, but they were saying that it actually disturbs people more to see them checked. In other words, the TSA and the federal government doesn't trust the pilots.
Mm-hmm.
Because what difference does it make?
And that calls their honesty into question, or their motives into question.
Well,
you shouldn't be questioning your pilot. I mean, your pilot is your pilot. You got to have your complete faith in him or her.
Well, why would you test him?
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't need to do that.
Well, I know, particularly if you're worried about him blowing up the plane when he's got control of the plane anyway.
He has control of the plane.
Yes, he has control of the plane, so it's not like.
Doesn't really need explosives.
No. We've lost our minds, haven't we? I've listened to the whole debate, and I've come to the side that it really is ridiculous. We need to go all Israel on this.
Well, they've got it all figured out, don't
they? Yes, you need to figure out who looks like a terrorist, and if they have something in their background, then get them over there and check everything they've got.
They ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
They interview the passengers.
The Israelis are junk touchers. They come from a long line of junk touchers.
From what?
That's what we need.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about things later as they become available.
98 weather becoming calm with Big 98 Country Traffic. Here's our first look. Good morning, Carla Lawson.
Good morning to you. Right now, Interstate's moving along Traffic Center. I'm Carla Lawson.
Did you have an aggressive pat-down getting into the building this morning, Carla?
Yes, I did, and I wanted to thank you for that.
All right. You know, we try to help around here, around the House Foundation, and all of us are actively involved in each other's security. Now turn around, crack a barrel pie. Wasn't that an old minstrel or something? What are crisp apple strips? Would that be a slice of apple?
Yeah, a slice of fresh, crisp apple.
Okay.
That's all? It's just a slice of apple?
You know, years ago, and I love Shoney's, but years ago they used to do commercials, and they would say, and don't forget, come in, enjoy our tea, and receive a succulent lemon wedge. That was part of their, that's been 15 years ago, but that was part of their sell, is that people are driving down, and they would turn to the kids in the back seat. Hey, who wants a succulent lemon wedge? I do. And then the car would tear off towards Shoney's. I always thought that was so funny.
But that's kind of standard.
Well, right? Yes.
When you have tea.
You get a wedge of lemon, okay. Well, it looks like Sugarland's all hopped up for succulent lemon wedges. Who wants to hear this for the 1,000,000th time? You do. Now, playing your junk. Here is Sue Garland.
You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
Good morning. It's 6:20 at the Big 98 WSIX. Don't you think the princess is just adorable?
I like her.
Kate Middleton?
Yes. And she's potentially the future queen, maybe?
Yeah, she'll be the Queen of England.
Wow.
Who died and made her? Who does she think she is? Who died and made him Burger King?
She'd make a lovely queen.
She's just, I think she's, I loved all that stuff. I know you don't care much for them.
I really don't. I don't get caught up in the royal stuff at
all. Well, I'm not caught up in it, but I like that whole thing. I like the idea of it, as all the Brits do.
Yeah? And apparently a lot of people here do, too, because NBC Nightly News last night devoted a lot of time to talking about it.
Well, I mean, people are interested in that. Yeah. What are you going to see? That kid crying again, getting patted down, getting on the plane? I mean, I've seen... By the time Brian Williams gets to it, there's already been 25 exposures of everything he's going to talk about.
Well,
I've already seen it on Inside Edition or whatever it is.
And that's taped earlier in the day.
Yeah. Nightly News is...
Well, I mean, if there's some breaking story or something, then they are very useful.
No, they're not.
Well, all right, you can always turn to cable, I guess, and get...
24 hours a day. It's already been hammered away.
I still like the Nightly News presentation. I like the little summary in 20 minutes, minus all the medical commercials.
Minus all the medical commercials and all the feel-good things that have nothing to do with news.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.